Now, someone else who's been going toe-to-toe with Donald Trump, he's not a candidate, Jorge Ramos, is one of the most watched TV anchors in the country. He hosts news programs on the Spanish-language network Univision and the English-language cable channel Fusion. Ramos has been out on the campaign trail this year talking to voters, and NPR's David Folkenflik reports he's also drawing millions of new viewers on Facebook.
I caught sight of Jorge Ramos on primary day outside Merrimack High School in New Hampshire.
We had to walk all the way because there's a line of cars. It would have taken another hour.
New Hampshire has few Latinos, but many people recognized Ramos right away, including this supporter of Donald Trump talking to Ramos while he was live streaming on a Univision Facebook page.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. Are you cold from Miami?
I am really cold. Yes. Yeah.
Ramos has challenged Trump's plans to build a huge wall along the border with Mexico and deport 11 million people who are in the U.S. without legal status. Back in August, Trump tossed Ramos out of a press conference.
Sit down. Go ahead.
I have the right to ask a question.
No, you don't. You haven't been called.
I have the right to ask a question.
Go back to Univision.
Ramos has expanded beyond Univision and Fusion to attract new audiences on social media through a new feature called Facebook Live. Ramos's coverage there is raw, streamed live without editing. If the wireless connection drops, so does the broadcast.
When people see the process at night on network news, they see the refined product, the final product. And I think they're kind of tired of that. They want to see the real thing, and this is the real thing.
Facebook says 2.6 million people watch Ramos's videos on the night of the Iowa caucuses. His videos on New Hampshire's primary day drew more than 4 million viewers. Those figures rival or exceed cable news audiences.
Look, I've been doing this for 30 years, and suddenly I just have here a cell phone and broadcasting everything on a cell phone.
He said they're going where the audience is. I called over Dax Tejera. He's the executive producer of America with Jorge Ramos, which runs on Fusion.
Dax, you join us for a sec? Whose idea was this particular project?
What was our idea?
No, it was your idea. You told me you went to my office and said, we have to report, but let's do it only on Facebook.
And look, what we've known all the time for Fusion is that if we try to compete with CNN or Fox and do their ideas for our audience, it won't work because that model has been tried, tested, and they've perfected it. So we constantly think about who our audience is and where they are, and it was increasingly clear to us that people were coming to see us through Facebook, and then when Facebook Live became an option, it was a no-brainer, I think.
During the live streams, Ramos often toggles back and forth between Spanish and English. The question of language and identity surfaced as Ramos talked with Mike Malzone, a local contractor and Merrimack Tea Party activist. He had been standing in the cold for hours holding a poster for Trump.
We brought heaters and coffee for everyone, and we gave something to everyone that was here because we're not haters. We respect the process.
Interesting that you say we're not haters, because some people might think that Mexicans, Muslims, women might not be welcome.
Oh, disagree.
Then Malzone turned the question back on Ramos and Univision.
I was disappointed with your station for quite some time because I could never SAP your station in English. It's only been
now
the
you
last...
can do it, right?
Yeah, but it's only been the last couple of years.
Exactly.
SAP, that's the way to receive translation of Univision's Spanish newscasts into English in real time.
That's not right. I couldn't SAP that in English. That was a cool man. Right?
But now
is that racism?
No, it's not racism. We simply broadcast in Spanish. That's all.
Yeah, but...
But now I'm also working for Fusion, so you can watch whatever we do in both English
and... It's about time. Thank God.
Ramos later told me he valued the contentious exchange with Malzone.
I don't have the prompter or the lights or the set. It's the nature of our business. It's true reporting and seeing.
It was all right there for anyone to see. David Folkenflik, NPR News.